Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Owning a home, it has long been part of the American dream, and for many, it is the largest financial decision of their lives. And it is increasingly out of reach. I don't have to tell you this. In recent years, first-time home buyers are facing high home values, coupled with high mortgage rates further weighed down by a continuous housing shortage. And that's already on top of the disparities in home ownership, which goes back decades. However, a new Sacramento nonprofit is giving these first-time purchasers a helping hand while also closing the gaps of owning a home and making it more inclusive and equitable. The nonprofit is called Sac Club 100, and the founder is real estate broker Keisha Key Matthews, and she joins us now with an update on her efforts. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
All right. So, just before we dive into the importance of your nonprofit, you have joined us over the years just about the real estate market, especially following the pandemic and these record low interest rates and how it's really done a 180. What does it look like right now in Sacramento and the surrounding counties?
Ooh, it's looking like a bit of a strain, something we've never seen before. You really cannot predict anything at this point. Typically, when we have typical seasonal market changes that we could rely on, you know, during this time of the year, this is going to happen. All of that's out the window. There have just been, after COVID, there have just been so many variables that just change how we look at things and how we can perceive the market. It literally is a day-by-day, week-by-week type of environment.
When you started thinking about Sac Club 100, when did this idea first begin taking shape?
About a year and a half ago, I actually was thinking about my exit plan from the real estate industry. And in the process of doing that, I started thinking about the things that were left undone, things that I had hoped to help make a difference in that weren't being done. And what I mean by that, I like to say things that I have seen that I can't unsee anymore. The discrepancies and the disparities as far as how many minorities are owning home, how that number actually is going down. And especially during times like COVID, when the economy gets tougher, it's even harder on those that who've been historically disenfranchised. And then I'm also seeing, so not only is this impacting the historically disenfranchised, but just the everyday person who's going to work 5 days a week, 9 to 5, our so-called middle class, it is literally disappearing. And so we're seeing the homelessness numbers on the rise. And you can change the name of what you want to call it. It is still when a person no longer has a secure place of shelter over their head. They are now homeless. And we all either know someone or are close to being that someone. And someone has to step in and galvanize around an effort to make that different. And not just putting them in a renter position, but home ownership. You can no longer live in California and rent and be content. You cannot do that. If you don't own, that rent eventually is going to get away from you and you will no longer be able to afford to live in California.
Hmm. The nonprofit is called Sac Club 100. What does it stand for? What does it mean?
So it just means that we're starting here in Sacramento, starting right here in my little piece of the neck of the woods that I am able to, that I'm very familiar with. You know, we have relationships with, I have professional relationships with where we can actually make this happen. And 100 came from being the goal. I want to help 100 buyers into home ownership. And the goal was within 1 year, not knowing what was going to happen last year happened. But we were successfully able to get 24 families into home ownership last year. And so whenever you can accomplish something in the midst of a storm, that means when it settles, you can accomplish more. And so we're excited about 2024. We're excited about the nonprofit status because everything we did last year was without being under a nonprofit status. Being under a nonprofit status means that we're now able to apply for grants and financial assistance to actually help our buyers directly, where we don't have to go through loan programs. So that's an exciting piece.
When going through the home buying process, it can be incredibly intimidating. Mm-hmm. It could just be feel out of reach. You don't even think about it. Mm-hmm. How did you get those 24 home buyers across the finish line? What do you offer that's unique in terms of resources and support?
Absolutely. So I love this about us. And sometimes things that are for you can only be for you to do because of the experiences that you've had. And so being in a position where I am directly seeing the limitations that are stopping buyers, credit and being able to have the money for down payment assistance is huge in those who have been historically disenfranchised. Where the disconnect occurs is whenever those individuals attempt to seek home ownership opportunities, most lenders and loan programs and agents will not bend over backwards. They will not turn over what we call turnover every rock to see what alternatives or options are available to you. And that's where we differ. They don't do it because it takes more time. They don't do it because if you don't come buyer ready, then you need to go and get yourself ready. Whereas those folks are like, well, how do I get ready? And we say, we will help you get ready. We will help you map out the plan towards homeownership. And not only are we taking the time, but the individuals who are on this team, Team SAC Club 100, these are lenders and agents. We're at different brokerages, and we are high performing in our own respect. So we have systems and processes in place. We have a standard of excellence out the gate and a heart for service. And so over the past year, forming this team and what it looks like has been a job in and of itself to refine it to get to this group who is just an amazing group of people. Amazing.
Who are you looking for in terms of clients, or someone's hearing this and they just want to become part of it? And is there an application process? How does it
yes,
work?
Yes, at joinclub100.com, joinclub100.com. If you go to the site, you'll see two tabs, one that says join the club, one that says join the lab. The join the club tab allows you to connect with us. We have a 20-minute buyer consult, or we call it a discovery call, where we talk to you about your needs, what's your biggest obstacle preventing you from getting into home ownership. And right there on the website, when we get that feedback from individuals, most people are very transparent. This is what's stopping me. You know, I've been in this situation. I'm going to file bankruptcy. I just am tired of living paycheck to paycheck, or tired of renting. And so we get some really heartfelt stories just right from that aspect. But if you join the lab, the labs are every last Saturday of the month. And thanks to Highlands Community Charter Tech School, we get their space for free. We get a lot of sponsors that help provide lunch for free, Fidelity National Home Warranty. And in this lab, you take this 6-hour course where we're helping you understand home ownership, budgeting, credit restoration. The Sacramento Financial Empowerment Center teaches that piece. And so we've got all of these people that want to help for free, take the bigger steps, turn over every rock, and get people into home ownership.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about, you know, it's a very cliche saying, it takes a village. Is there anything else like this where you used as a framework, or is this something you just really have built up on your own?
It's all been so very organic. I know that it's God. I know that it's my, and I don't mean to go spiritual on you, but I kind of do, because sometimes you just know your direction or your purpose. And many times the vehicle or the tool that's going to help people, there's nothing that looks like it. And when things change and when situations change, it calls for something that is different. And we have a lot of nonprofit organizations that exist right now for this sole purpose, but our numbers aren't changing. So that says that whatever they're doing is not working, and we need to put together something that's going to help. And I think that I know that SAC Club 100 is that answer, because we are boots on the ground versus a lot of organizations start from the top and then go down. We are the agents. We are the lenders. We know what it takes. And so taking that extra step, taking that extra time, and developing the relationships, and just being creating a safe place no matter what your position, that's what we're here for.
Keisha, thank you so much.
Thank you, Vicki, for having me.
And that is Keisha Key Matthews, who is the founder of SAC Club 100. It is a nonprofit that helps first-time homebuyers. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, you can send us an email, insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday. We'll